Lord, help us to listen carefully for your word to us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. When I trained as a spiritual director, the bulk of the learning was how to listen. There were many lectures on listening, many practical sessions spent listening, and sessions where we reviewed how well we had listened. You wouldn't think listening is so hard. Hello? I said you wouldn't think listening is so hard. But particularly in the sessions where we reviewed our skills, we realised how often our thoughts darted off here and there, or we got caught up in our own stuff rather than focusing on the other person's disclosure. We found we got bored or sleepy, or were jumping ahead to our own conclusions and summaries of what the other person was talking about, and so on and so on. But not only was listening well to another hard, but so was listening to oneself. We were also being taught how to reflect deeply on the things that came into our own minds, or the feelings and emotions that would rise up for us, and how to discern and sift all this stuff as to its truth or falsehood. We had to take turns in sitting in both chairs to be the listener, as in the director or guide, and another time in the chair of the pilgrim. We learn what it is like to listen together. For even the one who is talking hears the sound of their own voice and then listens again. We all know this in one way or another of being one or seeking someone to be a soundboard. It is quite remarkable the difference it makes to listen to yourself in the presence of and with another. For in the end, you cannot listen well to another if you do not know or practice listening well to yourself. And it is hard to listen well to yourself or another where, one, you want the answer quick, or two, you already know the answer you want. When Mary admonished Jesus, asking him why he had treated his parents like this, implying a lack of courtesy and respect, and did he not realise that they had been out searching for him with ever-increasing anxiety, I don't think she was wanting to listen to an explanation and come to an understanding. More likely was expecting an apology. But 12-year-old Jesus, his reply surprises us with its self-confidence and a lack of awareness of his parents' state of mind. Well, maybe those of us who know teenagers are not so surprised. Why were you searching for me? Did you not know I must be in my father's house? You would think parents should know better. But like many other parents, Mary and Joseph could not read minds. And to be honest, when you are anxious, stressed, or distracted, you do not even hear what is being said. But later, Mary remembered, pondered, and treasured these words and memories in her heart. And perhaps that is why these early events are recorded in Luke's Gospel. There may well have been a tradition going back to Mary, who not only here, but also after the shepherd's visit, is recorded as treasuring their words and pondering them in her heart. The words Jesus uttered, though brief in their recording, are significant. He was not lost, but at home in the temple. It was the place he felt he must be, and where he was discovering his identification with God as my Father. Normal Jewish custom at that time would either say our Father or extend the phrase my Father in heaven. Jesus, at an age that starts his transition into adulthood, is sure of his special relationship with God. And we should notice what he was doing in the temple. He was listening and asking questions, learning and reflecting, the latter which impressed the gathered teachers. Listening is not something we seem to do very well or naturally today. Especially being such a frenetic society, it is hard for us to be still and to wait. We want instant results, answers, solutions, and painkillers. We don't want inconvenience, mystery, problems, or afflictions, even though they may be the very things we need to listen carefully to. I think we can say Jesus wasn't a bad boy. He may have been a little thoughtless on this occasion, but something deep was going on for him. Listening does ask of us patience and forbearance as we listen to what is being said with words and without. Listening means searching for the real reason and meaning behind the problem, rather than seeking the cause for condemnation or dismissal. It is said that profound lived experience always begins with perplexity, hence the importance of reflection. Mary did not immediately understand the meaning of what was happening to her and what God was asking of her, from the angel's visit, to the birth, to this event in the temple, and then on to other events in Jesus' life which undoubtedly caused her pain. Yet Mary stored these things in her heart, and later, with the benefit probably of hindsight and reflection, learned from them all. For she is numbered among the disciples following Jesus' resurrection. And might not Jesus have learned such wisdom from his mother? Twice, Luke records that Jesus, as a child, increased in wisdom and in divine and human favour. I don't believe that Jesus was who he was, divorced from all of those around him. He learned from his parents, from his community and the synagogue, from the teachers in the temple, his friends and even his disciples. He learned from instruction and he learned from experience. I've always noted in John's Gospel that Mary washes Jesus' feet one chapter before Jesus himself washes the feet of his disciples as an example to them. And I think that is quite beautiful, Jesus appreciating someone else's service and learning to do the same. At the age of 12, as well as discovering much about himself, he also learned of the pain and distress he had caused his parents and how much they cared about him. Thus he went willingly with them back home and gladly obeyed them. Really mentions that in the text. Jesus was truly human, and this is not to deny his divinity, but to see that divinity shows itself through humanity as it is meant to be. So from this text, we learn something from both Mary and Jesus. We see the interconnectedness between them and between Jesus and the teachers of the temple. Jesus did not live on earth in splendid isolation, nor do we. To be fully human is to take in the fullness of humanity, its experience, wisdom, and knowledge. We have it all at our fingertips. All we have to do is listen. And learning to listen is a great tradition in our faith. Waiting on the Lord is a phrase found many times in Scripture. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Samuel was trained to say that. We think of prayer as talking to God or telling God what's going on, how we're feeling, and some suggestions for actions on his behalf. Yes, we can do that. But prayer is also a dialogue. Prayer is also simply being present and silent. Prayer is also waiting. Prayer is also pondering and reflecting and living with the questions. Listening is also obedience. When we hear those phrases, hear the word of the Lord, they mean hearken, take note, go away and put what you've heard into action. Jesus said, let anyone with ears listen. Well, we all have ears, but will we all listen? And listening is a ministry, a great ministry as a church in the local community, to be a place that listens to both individuals and the local and global community with the ear of the heart. To listen to the creation and the environment, to listen to God wherever and whoever God may be speaking through. I pray God may give us all the gift of listening. If we have a listening culture, our community will grow much in love and in unity, in inclusiveness and in hospitality. Having the time to listen to God, to self, to others is the hospitality of the heart. And if you're into making New Year's resolutions, would not that be a wonderful resolution to make and to really try and keep over the next year? To listen with the heart. Let us pray. Lord, help us to make it a daily habit to listen out for your voice, whether it be from within or without, from ourselves or from another. We thank you for sending Jesus so that we heard your voice through his human one. Amen.